You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Charlie Zimmerman. On this edition of Savor, host Will Smith speaks with Jose Calderon and Jade Bacchus, who run the food truck Tacos Libertad. Their company prides itself in using organic and ethically sourced ingredients, including pasture-raised meats. And they're about to open a storefront. Here's Savor with Will Smith.
Hi, this is Will Smith on Savor on Jefferson Public Radio. I love to introduce you to some of our food experts in town, and I'm very excited to have Jose Calderon and Jade Bacchus, who are from Tacos Libertad, which is one of Ashland's favorite taco trucks. And I'm so glad to have you both here.
Yeah, we're glad to be here as well.
Well, thanks for having us here.
Yeah. So, Jose, how did you find your way? I always like to ask this question because everybody has a story about how you get to Southern Oregon. So how did you find your way here?
Well, 2008, I was raising three kids in California, Bay Area. So there was getting too much things like crime and schools. And so I decided to move to Shady Cove, Oregon. My ex-father-in-law and mother-in-law, they lived there, so we moved up here with the mind to put our kids in a good school.
Sure.
And raise them well.
Yeah.
So that's how I come to Oregon. We used to visit before that, my in-laws. So I'm always passing Ashland, Metro, Eagle Point, but one day something caught my attention when I was driving to Ashland. It was like people burning firewood or a pile of firewood out on the farm on the land. And what I came from in Mexico, that's what we used to do. So when I see that, I say I want to live right here because this is like my hometown.
I love that.
So, yeah, throughout probably 3 years visiting, we made the decision to move here to Southern Oregon.
So I'm also very interested in how people get into food because it's always a curious story for most people. What was your kind of drive to cook for people?
Well, you know, coming from Mexico, we eat everything from the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And we eat very healthy up there. And my mom and dad cook, my mom especially, she always gives us the good food.
Mm-hmm.
So when my kids, they were young, I worked in a restaurant before that for like 5 years.
Sure.
So that's how I started the restaurant, working in the food industry. But later I did something else and... But when my kids, they were young, I start cooking for them every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I do everything like I do right now in the stores. I go buy my shopping every day.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, and just trying to do the best for other people.
Sure.
Good food.
Yeah.
And for me to see their expression on their faces, like when they eat something, for me, I see some people, they bite some of my food and they immediately, you see their face like, this is so good.
It's so good. I love that.
So for me, the most important thing is, you know, give to people what I do at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Best. Well, something that I think puts you, you know, head and shoulders above most people is your attention to where your food comes from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, where did that come from? Where was that intention that you really wanted to do that? Because it's an expense and it makes things a little bit more difficult to really seek out quality ingredients. And that's something I know that you are very keen on.
Well, I think, you know, what do you put in your body every day? What kind of, it's just like for me, I cannot take any vitamins in my body because I don't know if I'm allergic to. I'm allergic to a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So for me, if we make like organic, good source food, for people it's going to be better. What are they going to eat? What are they going to other than just go and spend half of the price of what we spend right now and just get and double the product. For me, that's not what I'm there to provide to people.
Right.
I know we need to make a living, but at the same time we need to keep the integrity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So integrity for me and for her too.
Yes.
It is the number one.
Yeah.
The number one.
I love that. You don't see that very often of people seeking out the best ingredients for a taco truck or any kind of food truck. I think people get bogged down in, you know, making money and cutting costs. And I love that that is something that you are very respectful of, that you want to treat people to the very best ingredients that you have.
Yes, and one of the things that, and she can tell you, I'm stressed about when we have big events to make the tortillas. Sometimes it's really difficult because we have 10 people waiting on the line, maybe more, and, you know, trying to feed that many people with homemade tortillas is...
It's a lot.
Sometimes, and you know, I'm going to go and just buy the tortillas, which means I do sometimes when we have a big events, but they're organic tortillas too. It's nothing that is not organic.
Right.
So, yeah.
I just want to welcome everybody back to Savor on Jefferson Exchange. You can find us at jeffexchange.org, on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. My guests today are Jose Calderon and Jade Bacchus of Tacos Libertad. Jade, how did you get involved in this
food venture
endeavor experience?
Well, I mean, one of the things that Jose and I initially connected on was our love of food.
Yeah.
I grew up in northern New York. We gardened, we did everything, home-cooked meals. That's what, when the families got together, it was in the kitchen, you know, it was home-cooked meals. And so that was a part of who I was. I had worked on a couple of restaurants as well. I swore I would never work in the restaurant industry again. And, you know, when Jose and I got together, he really had that vision of stepping out of doing the contractor work, the painting, and wanting to do something with food, and found a food truck. And so, you know, I got to be present to that with myself and sit there and go, okay, you know, am I going to take ownership of this as well and go for it? And it's definitely very different than being in a brick and mortar. Have been enjoying the experience of it. And yeah, it's, you know, the same. We share a lot of the same values when it comes to the food as well. You know, just feeding ourselves well, understanding that what we put into our bodies is, it's our fuel, if you will.
Right.
And the soul of who we are in a way, and taking care of the soil that takes care of the food that is produced that then we get to give to others, what we hope to be the most living food we can.
Right.
And sourcing it well, sourcing it locally. And so, yeah, the food truck was a little more his vision, his dream, but we've had a lot of fun doing it together.
So good.
Yeah.
So, and along that line, you do have dreams of something else.
Possibly,
yeah. My dream is always like have a place so people come and sit down and enjoy their food. They don't have to worry about leaving and just, I don't want a big restaurant. I just want something very small.
Right.
Like a little cafe.
Sure.
So people can come and enjoy their food better. Because in a food truck, they enjoy their food. But now if you imagine people sitting down at a table.
Right.
They will enjoy the food more.
Right.
And I will do all the authentic Mexican food. The food truck, I know, is very small. Doesn't allow me to do a lot of things that I want to do But I think in a place that I have a full kitchen, I'd be able to do more.
Sure.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'll say miracles, but mm-hmm. I would be able to do more delicious, authentic Mexican food.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. I look forward to that time that's happening. So something that I wanted to touch on was you do have a dish that I find really appealing, and you're very secretive about it, and I appreciate that.
Which one is it?
That mushroom.
Of course.
Pineapple. Masterpiece. Mm-hmm.
I think I already say the ingredients to you. Yeah, it's a dish, you know, especially the mushroom.
Yeah.
Tell
people the sort of loose ingredients. You don't have to be specific.
Well, in the mushroom al pastor, you know, shiitake mushrooms. We do shiitake mushrooms. And it's chipotle.
Yeah.
Pineapple. And sesame seeds.
So amazing.
And apple cider vinegar.
Yes.
That is all what it goes in the mushroom. So when we make the taco, we add the garlic lime sauce, Greek yogurt garlic lime sauce, and the feta or goat cheese.
Okay.
So that's...
Avocado.
An avocado, mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have customers.
Can I just tell you, this is one of the most amazing things you will ever eat in your life.
Yeah,
and I've been a fan for years because of that one thing.
We were looking for something vegetarian.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, and the al pastor is very classic.
Sure,
with pork generally.
Yeah.
So to mm-hmm. switch it up and to put the mushrooms in, and yeah, it's definitely one of our favorites.
It's funny, you know, I'm a type 2 diabetic, so I tend to shy away from. Sweet things, mm-hmm. but I have realized in my growing age is that sweetness really is a nice additive to many things. And I think that that's what is the cohesive thing that glues that dish together so much. Is it's something that I wouldn't say, oh, that's pineapple,
yeah.
but it's... It's there.
It blends in through the other flavors that you don't taste
yes.
a lot of pineapple.
Yes.
And yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of my favorite foods, pineapple. And pineapple goes in a lot of things. But and that
so
mushroom,
amazing.
it is really good. So we have customers that they come to the truck just for the mushroom.
So good.
And sometimes we don't have that because of the mushroom, you know. For me... When I go to the store, the co-op, it has to be the right mushroom that I'm looking for. Uh-huh. If it's not that, I will not buy the mushroom.
Right.
So it has to be the right product. Like you mentioned that, I'm focused on the quality
yeah.
of the food and the product.
So good.
Yeah.
Well, Jade and Jose, I thank you so much for coming in today. It's great to have you both. And best wishes in trying to find a good spot to land in your new endeavor, which I think is going to happen.
Yep.
So you've been listening to Savor on Jefferson Exchange. This is Will Smith. You're listening to Savor. You can find our podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I thank you both.
Thank you for having
thank
us
Thank you
here.
As well.
Thank you so much.
You can find Tacos Libertad at the Ashland Farmers Market at Science Works Museum on Tuesdays from 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and at the Medford Farmers Market on Thursdays at Hawthorne Park from 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. You can also often find them at local events featuring a variety of food vendors.